This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. From KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. A Somerton man has been arrested for a string of sexual assaults over the last few weeks in and around Center City. KYW's John McDevitt reports a sixth woman has made a sexual assault complaint to police, and officials say there could be even more victims.
After identifying him as a suspect and distributing his picture, the commanding officer of the Special Victims Unit, Captain Margot Aline, says a tip call led police to 37-year-old Dinell Walker of Somerton. He was located in Horsham along Welsh Road outside of a Sam's Club and was arrested without incident. Captain Aline revealed a sixth woman was the latest victim to report she was sexually assaulted in Center City just before 2 a.m. on Sunday.
She was walking home from a local bar when she was approached from behind in the area of 17th and Lombard by an unknown male who came up to her and stated, "Let me touch you." He then proceeded to sexually assault her by finding her and pushing her against the vehicle. She was able to free herself from his grasp and flee the area.
Walker's being accused of six sexual assaults. All women reported being groped. Police say there may be more incidents and hope potential victims will contact police now that an arrest has been made. Walker has a lengthy criminal record involving theft, drugs, and identity theft. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
In the hopes of stopping those massive service cuts by SEPTA, the Pennsylvania House Transportation Committee advanced a funding bill that includes several items that Senate Republicans have asked for. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
The bill funds SEPTA and other transit across the state without implementing new taxes, but instead directs a greater share of existing state sales tax. This version includes increased funding for rural roads and highways and language introduced by Senate Republicans aimed at increased accountability and oversight of SEPTA finances while requiring private-public partnerships and increasing rider safety. Despite including those Republican asks, the vote in the Transportation Committee remained the same as previous votes, with only two Republicans, Bucks County Shelby Labs and K.C. Tomlinson, voting in favor. Committee Minority Chair Republican Kerry Benninghoff.
How much will be enough? Are we going to have the same conversation in 2 years from now?
Majority Chair Philadelphia Democrat Ed Nielsen says southeastern PA brings in more than 40% of state revenue, yet gets less than 20% in return.
If we want to, I'll be glad to support any kind of legislation you or the Republican Senate would like to pass, that we keep ours, you keep yours. Because if we were able to keep ours, we wouldn't be having this conversation today.
The bill's cleared for a House vote and then will go to the state Senate, but those voting sessions still need to be scheduled. Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
With their contract expiring at the end of the month, members of Philadelphia's teacher union made picket signs for a possible strike. We get the story from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
They used markers to write phrases such as "a fair contract is our Super Bowl" and "don't let our pay be a fraction of what it should be." Members of the Philadelphia Federation of Teachers gathered at the Letter Carriers Union Hall to make picket signs in case teachers walk off the job. The union in June authorized a strike, and PFT President Art Steinberg says the school district needs to take it seriously.
Events such as this let them know that if we get to the point where we have to call a strike, that we can do it in a moment's notice.
The current one-year extension expires August 31st. Emily Cohen, a longtime English teacher at George Washington High, says the main contract issues for her include wages and giving new parents paid leave.
Fair salaries, making sure our benefits are maintained or improved, and also taking care of the younger teachers as far as paid parental leave.
With less than a month to go, Steinberg says he's willing to meet with the district every day to get a contract done. In Northeast Philadelphia, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A New Jersey state senator is commemorating 3,000 hours of community service projects. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
New Jersey Senator Troy Singleton's Serve with Senator Singleton's Community Service Initiative has completed 75 events, 7 years, and more than 3,000 volunteer hours donated to local causes across the Burlington County area since 2018.
So it really started with us just crowdsourcing volunteers saying simply, hey, I'm going to be at such and such. If anyone wants to come out and join us to make our community better, come out.
Whether it's building furniture with Habitat for Humanity, scraping lanternfly eggs off of trees, feeding those in need, or honoring our veterans, Singleton says community service is in his blood.
My mama used to have this saying all the time. She says in a lot of people's lives, they don't have to save for a rainy day because it's raining every day. And that's how I look at public service. Whether we do it for the Yuletide season, whether we do something for Thanksgiving, there are 10 other months throughout the year where someone could use some help.
Singleton recognizes that there is a growing demand for services and that many organizations are struggling with funding. So now is the time for more communities to come together.
So much is trying to pit us against each other. And now we have this opportunity, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, like we never ask anyone's voter registration when they come volunteer. Folks just want to be hands-on and try to make their community better.
The next event, a back-to-school backpack drive. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.